KER Politics. We're going to talk about some of the domestic situations that are going on right now, specifically the situation that's going on in Martha's Vineyard. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in terms of the sanctuary cities. Jim, I think what's going on in Martha's Vineyard is absolutely hilarious. You got an opinion?
Oh, yeah, I'm right there with you, Al. It is hilarious. Here are these, you know, social justice warriors, and, you know, they're out there talking about sanctuary cities and these very elite, exclusive, leftist, liberal places. And then, of course, when they actually are faced with the reality that is anybody that lives on the southern border right now, they immediately cry foul, scream and yell about the abuse of the people, when in fact their policies are what are creating all these situations
right
down on the border, and they should be living with it and they should be eating it. And of course, immediately today, this is Friday, they've actually moved the visitors, the migrants from Martha's Vineyard to a military base on Cape Cod.
Yeah. Is that going to solve any problems?
No, but hopefully it's going to wake people up to the hypocrisy. Really, you know, I think it was a brilliant move on both Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, the two governors, to do this, because it's really forcing these sanctuary policies and these leftist progressive, actually, you know, disgusting cities to face the reality that is being, you know, that everyone on the border is facing. And what a tragedy it is to have the potential enticement of open borders to these people to bring them there, and all the damage that it's done, and the reality. So, you know, of what it takes to actually do this and to manage it and how much it costs. And they're freaking out about it, but they haven't done it. They've just, you know, until now, they haven't had to face it. So, again, I think a political, brilliant political move. Because in the reality, you're seeing the hypocrisy both in the journalists as well as the leftist elites.
But is anybody believing what a brilliant move it was? I mean, yeah, DeSantis and his colleagues have done a very good job. Now they're showing people in one of the wealthiest parts of America exactly what folks down on the border, southern borders, are facing. Are they effective in that? Is that going to make any difference?
Well, all the mainstream media news was talking about it, and their angle is that, oh, how terrible this is and how he's abusing and using a political pawn. But the average person's looking at it and going, wait a second, why don't you take him? Didn't you say you wanted him?
Yeah.
So I think I think it's absolutely a brilliant move in order to highlight the issue in a world that it's very hard to get media attention on those real issues, and bringing the border issue back to the forefront,
right,
I think, is essential. And now we're seeing potentially 5 million illegal immigrants crossing the border in the United States since the Biden administration came to in power. That's unbelievable. How do we support and sustain that? I mean, they had this quote 11 million number for Trump. Now we're talking about, you know, a 50% increase in an 18-month period.
Right.
So that all that, I think, is coming home to roost, and people are saying, wait a second, what does this cost, and why won't those people take them, and how come the leftist elitists won't put them in their houses or feed them or actually take care of them?
Right.
And I think it will work. I think it's a smart move to manipulate the media into reporting something.
I guess what I wonder about, Jimmy, is what kind of impact will this have on the 22 elections in terms of the overall balance of power?
You know, Al, I think so. You know, every one of these races is a local race.
Right.
And it, you know, Donald Trump is not running this time. A lot of his candidates that he's endorsed have won their primaries.
Right.
The left has been using two primary the Democrats have used two primary targets. One, Donald Trump, and two, abortion.
Yeah.
Now, in New York, or maybe Martha's Vineyard, the abortion issue is going to play. But the rest of the United States...
How's it going to play, Jim?
I mean, because they've been manipulated, they've been used, they're actually arguing that, oh, this is awful, you're taking away a personal freedom and a personal right. They're actually not realizing that they're killing a child takes away that
right
child's personal right.
Right.
But it plays well politically in one district in New York, you know, or in a handful of districts in New York or in California or Washington State. But the thing that is actually affecting everybody's life, that doesn't affect, there's that very few people that have abortions. I mean, way too many in my view every year.
Sure.
But, you know, you're not talking about millions of people every year. Millions of people are suffering from inflation. In fact, the entire population is. So the economy is still going to be a big issue. The border and the cost of the border is going to be a big issue. Crime is going to be a big issue. And what I believe is happening, and what the polling is not capturing, is that the mothers out there that are fed up with their children being locked out of schools, with the gender ideology that's being pushed on them, that the crime in their neighborhood, the price of gas and the price of food is causing them to step out in mass. And if you remember, in 2016 and 2020, the one demographic that did not improve or increase for Donald Trump was suburban moms. Donald Trump's not on the ballot this time. Suburban moms are coming out in force, and you're seeing it in school board elections in very liberal areas all across Florida, Miami-Dade County, some of these other races. And then, of course, you saw what happened in Virginia. And I think that's the quiet, non-typical voter that is going to come out because they're tired of what's happened, the lockdowns, the crime, the inflation,
yeah,
and really the lack of faith in America.
Well, yeah, there is a certain amount of lack of faith in America right now. I think it's grown rapidly. What I find interesting is in my opinion, all of this pretty much happened just prior to the 2010 American events. How do you feel about that? I don't want to necessarily say the Obama administration, but I want to say what happened in society, what has happened in society since 2010.
You know, I think I will say the Obama administration. I think that he tried to push an agenda on America that people didn't want. And you can tell in the 2010 midterm elections how strongly people didn't want it. You may see a bigger backlash this time. I'm hoping certainly that we get a pushback against it, because those policies that he was pushing at the end of his term in 2014 and 2015, which brought Donald Trump to power, were things like, you know, transgender bathrooms for kids in schools.
Right.
You know, forcing, you know, a lot of these issues that they were attempting to social engineer society to have now become policy and primary policy for the Democratic Party. I don't think anybody ever wanted to see this that rapidly at all. And I think they're believing their own lies, the Democrats. They think they're going to be pushing this abortion issue, where in fact that's not going to be the number one issue out there. And by all polling accounts, it's not anywhere near the top. And I think, it is a hope, because again, I will say this again, we don't have much trust and faith in our elections anymore.
No.
And so you don't know what influences are out there and how sophisticated and how much money is involved in trying to shape not only outcomes, but who gets what ballots and when the ballots are counted. And that's a difficult situation to face, but I think there's enough frustration that it will be very difficult to overcome the push. And I think Virginia and what just happened in Florida in their primaries are key races to take a look and say this could be the direction, and the Democrats ought to realize.
Jimmy, we got about a minute left here, and that's it. So are you saying that you think the elections will be a little more honest beginning in 2022 and continuing into 2024?
I think that there's going to be an attempt, a continued attempt to undermine election processes. And I think that they will, in some areas they'll be better, in some areas they'll be worse.
Yeah.
I think the places that they're worse will be the strong Democratic held areas, because they don't want ID, they want mail-in ballots. And I think many other places, there'll be a lot more scrutiny and there's a lot more involvement for poll watching. And I think that's critical to bring back integrity into the system.
I think what's really important for listeners, and I have to say this, I love all of you people. Those of you who listen on the radio, I don't have a lot of communication with you. I wish I did. But our bloggers, I have a lot of communication with them. Let's all work together. Let's definitely get out to the polls, and let's try to keep the tenure around the mentality of America positive. We'll be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.